wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Rick Prado with us, his book Black Ops. We'll get into this book in a big way in just a moment. One more question about the Ukraine-Russian situation. Why couldn't they work this out at the table before any kind of military conflict, Rick?
Well, the negotiations is not their forte. They cannot make any argument and concessions that Putin is going to accept. And he's always had his finger on the military option. I think that that's his mentality and his background pushes him in that direction. So he's not afraid of war, and he is an aggressive individual. Yes, I think economic sanctions could have started a lot earlier. I think our help for the Ukrainians should have started a lot earlier. And again, when I say we, I mean the Western world, not just the United States.
Now back to your book and your work. As a CIA operative, did you have to get this book approved once you wrote it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this book is fully approved by the agency. CIA took 6 months to approve this book. And I'm pleasantly surprised how much they allowed me to talk about. And I think that the main reason for that was the argument that I make up front with the book. Is the reason I wrote the book is primarily because after all these years working with some of the best people I've ever worked with and watching TV just like everybody else does, I got tired of the image that my agency has. It's the most maligned agency in the federal government. And, you know, our heroes, our patriots, are those people that do the work that nobody even knows, are always described as immoral, treacherous, maniacal assassins like Jason Bourne that are being hunted down by their own government because of some black program, blah, 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 or selling drugs. And, you know, after 9/11, we have 137 stars on our wall of men and women in the agency that have given their lives up for what we believe in. And we owe those individuals a much better opportunity to be known and some of their exploits documented, especially after all these years. So that was the reason for the book. And like I said, I'm very, very surprised. You read it, so you know that there's quite a bit of information there is going to be new. And, you know, you said it earlier, too, the contrast between having the Cold War, which never really went away. You're seeing it again. But the terrorism, the phenomenon that the terrorism came in, and it was like a flashbang for everybody to focus on just that.
How did you get recruited into the CIA?
You know, when I was about 20 years old, I joined a unit in the Air Force called Pararescue, which is one of our elite special operations forces in the United States.
It's like the Navy SEALs.
That is correct. Yep. And like Green Berets, you know, we have our different expertise. We're primarily combat medics that can jump out of airplanes, do scuba, mountain climb, and all that other, and shoot and loot as necessary. But our main goal always remains bringing down down pilots or a team that goes in and it gets pinned down. In Afghanistan, we had a lot of Green Beret teams that had PJs, pararescue men, with them for that reason. So, but anyway, that during that time, I mean, I went in late 71 into pararescue, and I went because I wanted to go to Vietnam. I felt that I owed this country a debt of honor for what they've done for my family and myself, and I decided to go into the military, and fortuitously, I met somebody who introduced me to pararescue. And I did a few years with them, and then I applied to the agency. I think it was in 74. And back then, as you may recall, we were going through an incredible attrition post-Vietnam, so they very nicely told me, we're not hiring, we're firing. Tried it again in 79, and this time they asked me to start doing some contract work with them, with our Special Activities Division Ground Branch, which is the CIA's Special Operations Forces, for lack of a better word, and all the people that go there come from that background. So that exposed me to CIA management, and unfortunately, they were still not hiring. But then what happened was the Sandinistas declared themselves communists. They became part of the Cuban tentacle that was engulfing Latin America and spreading into El Salvador and Guatemala and places beyond. And Reagan came to power, and he said, we are going to stop this. And we started a covert program called the Contras.
That's right. With Oliver North was part of that, wasn't he?
Yeah, slightly later on. I mean, at the very beginning, he was not. But immaterial, the covert auction was a program that, at the end, was successful because it forced the Sandinistas, through military pressure, through our surrogates, supporting the freedom fighters that were there, the Nicaraguan freedom fighters that were there, forced them to carry out a democratic election with oversight, world oversight, and the Sandinistas lost. So that was a success story for the agency and a shot in the arm for the agency.
What's happening in Nicaragua now?
They're back to square one.
That's what I thought.
I have a couple of friends in the Mosquitia, which is the eastern side, where the Native Americans there live. They're Comiskito, Sumo, and Rama are the three tribes that populate that area. And he was telling me, he says, Rick, this is as bad as it was in 1981.
Jeez.
The oppression is there. The abuse is there. The starving is there. They're blocking the roads. They're
as soon as we leave, everything falls apart again, doesn't it?
Yeah, and again, we cannot be everywhere at the same time, but we definitely need to maintain some influence in places, especially in our backyard. I mean, you got to understand, Nicaragua and Venezuela and those kind of places, they are in our backyard. The Ukraine is a foothold by the West to threaten the mother country, blah, 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 or the fatherland, whatever the heck they call it. Well, if we adopted the same theory, which I'm not saying that we should, why don't we go to Cuba? Cuba is a surrogate, violent, aggressive surrogate of the Russians, and it's 90 miles south of our border.
Well, it absolutely is.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why is it? Is it justified, Rick, when people talk about the United States doing so many covert things in other nations? Is it justified or not?
Well, let me explain it. It is justified because it's how it's done. I mean, it's not the CIA or DIA or any of the other sister organizations from the community. These are things that are thought about and come from the White House. As a matter of fact, our boss at the end of the day is the President of the United States.
Sure.
We do covert action for things like Ukraine, things like Nicaragua, things like El Salvador. We had a lot of our friends in Salvador, training the Salvadorians and buttressing them to try to push back the communist guerrillas that were, taking over the country. So that's the kind of covert action we do. We also do covert action against terrorism. We try to recruit. We try to, if necessary, kidnap somebody, track them down through technology or through human sources. But the bottom line is we have to fight back. And if we sit back, Ukraine is not going to be the exception. It's going to be the rule.
We could have taken out Osama bin Laden way before 9/11. Why didn't we do that?
Yes, as you mentioned, I'm a plank owner of the Bin Laden Task Force. In late 95, early 96, the agency decided that they were going to create a station dedicated strictly to Osama bin Laden. And I'm a plank owner of that. I started it with Mike Scheuer. Mike Scheuer was a senior analyst. And I was a GS-15 at the time, and I was his deputy. So I was deputy chief of station. And we started making book on bin Laden. And I will tell you, in the mid-1990s, we knew where, not only did we know where bin Laden was, I could have told you what he had for lunch.
Wow.
Because we were photographing him. And he was there in a very, he was in Khartoum, Sudan at the time.
Now, was this during the era where the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan?
That's how he started. He started when the Russian invasion, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, he was a mujahideen.
And we helped him.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we helped the mujahideen to fight the communism. And as a matter of fact, we gave them the tools and the training to knock back that aggression. Of course, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's right.
And that turned around on us. And bin Laden is a perfect example of that. But back to the point that we had him in our sights. There was no doubt in my mind. I was seeing it every day. And that was my job as the ops guy. The scenarios that we could have used to disrupt bin Laden in any way that you could think of. And we proposed this up the ladder time and time again, and the political fortitude wasn't there. It was, he really hasn't done anything. Well, he's training people to do this kind of stuff. Where do you think it's going? He's dealing with very radicalized folks from all over the world. I describe bin Laden as the scene from The Godfather. He was that guy that could reach out and touch different organizations out there, and they would do his bidding because of the money that he had and the charisma that he had. But at that time, we could have taken him out of commission, and I don't mean just killing him. We could have kidnapped him. Imagine if we would have done that. You're talking, chances are, the coal bombing would have happened. The bombing of our embassies in Africa would have happened, and definitely, you know, 9/11 probably would have not happened.
Right.
And it's the same argument, you know, imagine if we had shot Hitler in 1939.
Same thing. Same kind of thing. Now, didn't Osama bin Laden come to the United States under some assumed name, under our invitation? I had heard that a long time ago, Rick.
I've never heard any proof of that. I've heard the rumors, but as an intelligence officer, I don't, you know, I can't deal in rumors.
They gave him some U.S. name like Bobby Moore or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, and you think about it, if it was a way of trying to bring him into the fold and make him an ally, it was worth a shot. But once that shot wasn't worth it, we were tasked to focus on him. And let's face it, you know, that same little unit that I helped start, which where I would think was maybe 10 of us at the time, it's the very same unit that eventually, years and years, like a couple decades later, was able to finally pinpoint him and allow our Navy SEALs to shoot him in the face.
Once the KGB fell apart in the Soviet Union, what has replaced it now in Russia?
Well, they have their own intelligence service, and you know, you can change the label from the outside to the other. You know, organizations like mine are supposed to be apolitical. That's the first thing they taught me at the farm. We don't do politics and we don't do policy. We collect intelligence and we carry out covert action at the direction of the United States president. And, those organizations are meant to do one thing. Now, I think that the biggest difference, which a lot of people do not understand, and again, the reason that I am so proud of the book, is, you know, the Russians and the Cubans and even the Chinese, the communist countries, that their intelligence service primarily try to recruit for weaknesses. In other words, the person that is cheating on his wife, or they put a honeypot is a big deal. It's where they send a very attractive woman to a guy who's, you know, in Germany, been there for 2 months working, and he's got access to classified material, and they, you know, she seduces him, compromises him,
and he talks,
and makes him flower. Yeah. We don't do that. We do not. We try to recruit for strengths, individuals that have the same convictions, whether they're in country A or country B, to help us do the right thing.
Have you ever had anybody within the CIA, Rick, go rogue, where you had problems with them?
Well, I mean, I think not necessarily rogue, but as you know, we have had individuals that were traitors. You know, they actually defected to the Soviet Union for one time. We've had people that worked for the Russians, and it's funny, none of those guys were recruited by the Russians. They volunteered.
Gee, why would they do that? Money?
Primary money. The last guy that was really involved with this, and I'm trying to remember his name because I met him several times, Nicholson.
Was there a movie about him?
I don't know.
There was a movie about a CIA operative who went to the Soviet Union, basically.
Well, there was a guy way before him, even before I got in, that went through the farm and did everything else, and then shortly thereafter, started providing information and ended up in the Soviet Union. But intelligence services will continue to be intelligence services, and there's a continuity from the KGB to now that hasn't changed whatsoever. Nothing in Russia has changed other than the creation of these oligarchs that have this incredible power and money, which, again, it's could be a thorn on Putin's side if they get further discontent with him.
Exactly. If their money gets seized by us, who knows what could happen.
That's right. That is right.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.